Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We have assistant producer Joel Allen from the Adelaide Cabaret Festival on the line. Hello, Joel.
Good morning.
I got that bright and breezy. Good morning, Joel. Welcome to Brekkie.
Hey, thank you so much. Look, I did this interview last year, and I remember being very croaky and a little bit hungover, and I vowed that this weekend I would not be the same. So, perky it is.
Hey, and thanks for getting up half an hour earlier, because when I was speaking to Francesca yesterday, the publicist, she said, now 9:10 is 8:40 in Adelaide. I always forget that Adelaide is half an hour behind.
Everyone does. It's such a weird thing, because it's always like an hour, but we're half an hour. I don't understand that concept.
Hey, but Joy, you may be half an hour behind in time, but you are like days ahead in terms of performances.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it opens on Friday. I've been weirdly calm about it. It doesn't feel real.
It is bananas to me that it's a year ago that we were doing it last year, and you know, there was all of the COVID drama that went on, and this year, I mean, COVID is still very much there, but it feels like the festival is back in its full glory. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I really do. I'm really excited for this year's program. I think Alan gave it a whole fun new twist last year, and Tina's kind of run with that and just given it like a new breath of life, and I'm very excited. It's also very pink, which I'm also a big fan of. It's very good. We had a small struggle trying to get international headliners this year. Uh-huh. I don't know if you'll notice, it's very Australian-based performers. Because like when we were locking the program at the start of the year, we still had 14-day quarantine.
Yes.
And so we were speaking to all these internationals and they're like, why would I do that? I can travel the world and do a tour in 14 days. I'm not going to sit in a hotel in the middle of the year for 14 days to perform.
Fair enough. I think that's fair enough. And it's also gorgeous that, you know, of course, Alan Cumming, incredible. I got to experience the magic of Alan. But this year, you know, speaking of being local and being Australian, you've got Tina Arena. So, I mean, she's the queen of Australia, you know?
Absolutely. Like, what a... I'm so excited to see it all roll out for her. It's going to be great.
So, Joel, tell us, what are the highlights of this year's festival?
Look, I've gone with my like hit list of the campus shows in the program. So
good idea, okay. Being on Joy 94.9.
So next weekend we open with like a group that I'm a little bit obsessed with. I saw them in Edinburgh in 2018, A Slightly Isolated Dog. I think they're currently touring the East Coast. Their show Don Juan is coming. It is so silly, so sexy,
yeah,
so French, and I can't wait for them to come to Adelaide.
Amazing.
We've got Brendan McLean and Ruben Kay both doing a solo show. They're stripping it right back. It's just them at the piano doing all of their hit songs. Obviously, Ruben's going to be a little bit funnier. Brendan's just going to sing the shit out of everything. I can't wait for that.
We love both Brendan and Ruben here at Joy. They're friends of the station.
I was just saying to Jono, I was propping up the bar with Ruben at the Cursed Child opening night last week. He likes a glass of champagne.
Oh, he surely does. Brendan's new show is called Alone at Last, and he did a preview at Adelaide Fringe this year, and I saw it, and like, I don't really cry at performances, but like, this was definitely like giving me all of the feels and emotions, and maybe like one tear managed to drop out towards the end.
Oh.
So beautiful and so talented.
Thank you it's for ridiculous. Sharing that with us.
Hey, tell us about the Sondheim concert for all those Sondheim MT fans out there.
Mitchell Butel from State Theatre Company is leading a massive lineup of people for it. It's going to be so beautiful. It's all of you like your favourite stars singing all of the hits from Sondheim. It's at the Majesty Theatre. It's going to be breathtaking.
That sounds stunning.
Josie Lane, Philip Quast, Geraldine Turner, Queenie Van Zandt. It's going to be great.
Oh, Philip Quast and Geraldine Turner alone. That is, I'd go just because of that. Queenie Van Zandt. Yep. What an incredible lineup. I'm friends with Josie, and I actually saw her last week, and she said, you know, Sondheim is famously very difficult to learn, but they're already working on it, and that she also said it's just going to be a breathtaking evening in the theatre.
Yeah, and Mitchell has, like, directed our gala this year and last year, and the stuff he does with those lineup shows is just magical, so I can't wait.
Yeah, and I really wanted to not let you go without chatting about All the Queen's Men, because that will very much appeal to our listeners.
Yeah, so All the Queen's Men, they're coming back again for their third year for their Elders Dance Club, which is, like, happening around Australia and is an exclusive for us at Adelaide Cabaret Festival. But they're bringing a brand new show, which I'm super excited about, called Magnifica Splendido. Beck Reed from All the Queen's Men grew up very strangely with, like, an Italian variety show called Fantastico. Super camp. If you look at anything online, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's very Italian disco, over the top. And so they've taken that inspiration and kind of basically looked for local experts in South Australia to come and display their talents within this world that they're now creating, which is Magnifica Splendido. It's going to be insane, and I can't wait. We've got dancing dogs. We've got a non-choir. We've got Italian disco. We've got Tristan Breck as our host, who are just going to be... I can't wait. It's in the final weekend, and it's going to be just crazy.
Joel, the program sounds amazing. Congratulations to you and to Tina for pulling something together that's going to be an awesome, awesome festival. It's on 10th till the 25th of June, Adelaide Cabaret Festival. Jump onto their website if you want to get more details on all those wonderful acts.
And Joel, have the best festival. I know that you'll have a ball, and send my love to everyone over there. And we're watching from afar.
Yay!
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.